Hey everyone, welcome to the Dad Talks Podcast, the podcast where we bring dads together to share stories in order to encourage and inspire other dads to be better every day. I'm your host, JT Zrodnik. Thank you for joining us on this episode of Dad Talks. Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Dad Talks. I'm your host, JT Zrodnik, and as always, I'm excited that you have joined me today for another episode. So for the next couple of episodes where it's just me, I am just going to share what I've learned from a book that is called The Obstacle is the Way, which is by Ryan Holiday. And I've got several recordings that I did just trying to process everything that came out of the book, but really it's just a culmination of what has happened over the past 6 months to a year, because I read all the time, read tons of books, and this book kind of just brought it all together and made it make sense, because this book gave me a paradigm shift. I mean, it really did. It was stuff that I really knew, but it was like that just kick in your butt that you need to go, oh my gosh, like that's it. Because here's where I'm at. Here's what was happening. I listened to a podcast, and it was a dad podcast, and one of the dads mentioned that like his goal is to create the world he wants his kids to live in, like make a world that they want to be in. And I was like, oh, that's great, and kind of was been chewing on it for, man, I bet that's been over a year I've listened to it now, and changing it into this idea to where, you know, I can create the world I want to live in, right? Create the world you want to live in. Like that's the idea, because it was meaningful to me, because in the season that I'm in, coming out of whatever, right? I've talked about to where I'm divorced. I lost my job as a pastor at a church, and everything that I thought I wanted is gone. And so would sit there and kind of, oh, woe is me, but going, well, what if we change it and begin to create the world we wanted to live in? And I would kind of, you know, I'd take steps and then just collapse, and I'd take steps and then just drop. And it was just like, oh man, no momentum. And then I began to read this book, and this book is really what began to shift my mindset, because I wanted to create the world that I wanted to live in. This world, did I want to continue to be the victim and be miserable? Because I hated that world. Right? Because yeah, I knew there was a world I wanted to create. I wanted a different life. I wanted it, but I would just kind of go in circles in this loop to where I was just like, I'm the victim, right? I've been wrongfully treated and mistreated, because I didn't want this divorce, and I didn't want to lose my job, and I didn't want to have to start over at the age of, you know, 33, 35. Like, woe was me. I don't want this world. And so I'd complain about it, but I wouldn't do anything about it. Right? Because it was like, yeah, no, I don't want to be the victim, but I don't know how to get out of this mindset. Right? I would go, this sucks. I know it sucks, but I don't know how to move forward. I don't know what's happening. I don't know what's going on with me. And so, as I said, the paradigm shift came from this book. And so the first thing that really began to hit me to where it's like, okay, let's do something about it. Holiday says this. He says, stop pretending that what you're going through is somehow special or unfair. Whatever trouble you're having, no matter how difficult, is not some unique misfortune picked out especially for you. It just is what it is. Oh my goodness. Right? Because I would do that of like, yeah, this misfortune was picked out specifically for me. Because I'm like, how many pastors do you know that have, you know, our pastors and the family pastors who've done wonderful things, now lost everything because of a decision someone else made, and they're awful people. You know, no one else in the world has gone through this, which is wrong, because that's what, like, I did divorce care, and they had a pastor whose wife, and then I met another guy who was a pastor whose wife had an affair. You know, like, it's not unique to me, but I made it. And here's what was just like, oh, dang it. I mean, you know, you read a book, right? And it's just like, did you write this for me? And then that's what makes a good book great, right? So this is how Holiday continues on. right after saying, you know, we're thinking that whatever we're going through is somehow special or unfair or unique to us. He says, this kind of myopia is what convinces us to our own detriment that we're the center of the universe, when really there's a world beyond our own personal experience filled with people who have dealt with worse. We're not special or unique simply by virtue of being. We're all at varying points in our lives the subject of random and often incomprehensible events. Ouch. Right? That hit me, and it was like, JT, you're not unique in what you're going through. Other people have gone through it and have thrived and survived and made sense of it all. Yeah, so that just hit me. It was like, okay, yeah, I'm not unique. And there's others that have gone through it and they've survived. So why don't we go search them out? And so the shift begins to happen. We're going, okay, I think I can make it through. And it leads to another quote from Holiday, right? He says this because the obstacle is the way. He has three parts to it. He goes through, you have to change your perception, then you begin to take action, and then you work on your will, right? So perception, action, and will, right? To where you begin to see things clearly, you begin to act clearly, and then you begin to realize, you know, you can focus on what you can control and what you can't, move on, right? That's the idea. And so the goal of all of it is this, and it is really what the shift came from, is this, to where he says the goal is not, I'm okay with this. It's not, I think I feel good about this, but the goal is, I feel great about it. Because if it happened, then it was meant to be. And I'm glad that it did when it did, and I'm meant to make the best of it. Right? There's that shift of going, okay, that's really hard. That has been really hard for me. Like, I feel great about it. And beginning to see the positives of it. Because the shift really is from me going, I have to start all over at 35. Right? Like, that continue, and there's still days where I'm like, that freaking sucks. I have to start all over at 35. But the paradigm shift begins to go, well, it's better than starting over at 40 or 45 or 50, right? I actually had this thought the other day of like, I'm 35. I'm still young enough to where I can kind of start over and have a good life from here on. Instead of being, you know, maybe it's 50 and going, oh man, I have to start all over at 50. Like, what's the point? Like, life is almost over. All right, so, but also like, I get to start all over. I get to have the opportunity to create the world I want to live in, right? To where I can essentially kind of make it the world I want, you know? But I would keep asking, okay, but like, why is this happening? I mean, how do I move forward? Like, there are things of going, okay, I share custody with my kids. I can't leave. I mean, if I want to, I can, but I'm going to lose custody of my kids or not see them as often as I want. So I'm like, well, that's not fair. I'm just stuck here. And, she's still controlling me or whatever. I'm like, no, like, you still get to be a part of your kid's life. So how do you make the best of the situation here? And part of what he talks about is like, quit thinking about yourself and go serve others. I'm like, yeah, okay, why don't I go serve my kids and make this a less crappy time for them than it already is? But back to that point to where, you know, the bad things happen and you just keep asking, yeah, but why? Like, why has this happened to me? Why am I going through this? And that's back to that myopia, to where it's like, oh, it's all about me. But here's, again, just another way to think about it is bad things happen all the time. That's just part of life. And he gives this illustration, right? If you're traveling, right? So think about it this way, right? So my brother lives in Kansas. I'm in Iowa. As I'm driving my brother, right? I'm on Google Maps. Google Maps take me most of the time we're on interstate, heading down interstate. If I'm heading down interstate, all of a sudden I come up to a roadblock or an intersection's blocked or a traffic jam or whatever it might be, right? Google is going to figure out a way to be rerouted and move on. Right? It may have to detour. It might be inconvenient, but it's just part of it. Like, I don't sit there and yell and argue at the problem. Like, oh no, this is the way I'm supposed to go. Get out of my way, construction. Or just sit there and just complain. Cause it's like, no, I want to keep moving forward because I am delayed, but I want to make it as, you know, short of a delay as possible and move forward to get to the destination that I want to get to. That's right. That's this idea of like, yeah, it did happen to you. It did stink. And you can sit there and try to argue and complain and worry about it or begin to move forward, right? I mean, we can sit and ask, why did this happen to us, until we are just blue in the face and argue. And I mean, and that's what I did. I would sit and argue with God and just yell at him, like, why did this happen to me? Or I'd even complain to people, like, woe is me for the situation that I'm in. Like, I'm the only one going through trouble and struggles, right? And talk to friends that have marriages that are struggling, that have losing, like, things are still happening in the world, right? Part of, like I said, where I make myself the center of the universe is that my pain and my problem is unique to me, and you're stuck there. And go, I don't want to sit here. I don't want to sit in this traffic jam anymore. Like, I want to move forward. Okay, then begin to move forward, right? But you go, yeah, but I don't know. It's just me. I go, yeah, but how? What do I do? And it's so stupid. It's simple. Is this idea that Holiday gives that nothing can make us feel this way? We choose to give into such feelings. Or choose not to. It's as simple as that. I can either feed the victim feelings or choose not to. Say, nope, I'm going to go a different route. I mean, again, it goes back to the traffic thing. I can sit here and yell and argue and throw fit about what is happening, or take a different route and figure it out. Change my attitude. Change the way I'm thinking about it. Change the feeling. Because that's the whole thing of the book, is like, no one can make you feel bad. No one can make you feel worthless. No one can make you feel anything. The only person that can make you feel something is you. I am responsible for me. And which is funny, because it's a thing I've said to my kids and myself forever, because I got it from a counselor, to where they are like, hey, here's a red circle. Now inside of it, write these three words: actions, words, attitude. And the whole point of it is saying only you can control your actions, your words, your attitudes. You can't control anyone else's, and no one can control yours. And you're like, yes, they can control. You can allow them to control it, but ultimately, you are responsible for your actions, attitudes, and words. That's the whole idea of this book, The Obstacle Away, that there is an obstacle. You get to make the decision of how you want to move forward with it. And so again, we can either sit in traffic and yell and complain and whatever, or say, I want to create the world that I want to live in. And so that's what I begin, you know, to say, saying, okay, let's move forward. Let's do what we, you know, we want to do. And it's the idea, the obstacle, right, from the book that talks about, just because conditions aren't the way you like it or you don't feel ready yet, doesn't mean you just get a pass to sit there. It says, you want momentum, you got to create it for yourself by getting up and getting started. That's the thing that I would just sit, you know, I'd get started. Oh, man, it's slow, slow, and just complain. But again, Holiday offers just great insight and says this, right? He says, doing new things invariably means obstacles. A new path is by definition uncleared. Only with persistence and time can we cut away debris and remove impediments. Only in struggling with the impediments that made others quit can we find ourselves on untrodden territory. Only by persisting and resisting can we learn what others were too impatient to be taught. And I like what he just says, right? He says, it's okay to be discouraged. It's okay, but it's not okay to quit. And to know you want to quit, but you plant your feet and keep inching closer until you take the impenetrable fortress you've decided to lay siege to in your life, that's persistence. I mean, just, right? Get after it. It's going to be hard, but it's supposed to be, because if it wasn't, it wouldn't be work. And if it was easy, right, everybody would do it. And man, I'm just, again, I'm going to just keep reading because it's so freaking good. Right? He continues, says, stop looking for an epiphany and start looking for weak points. Stop looking for angels and start looking for angles. There's options. Settle in for the long haul and then try each and every possibility. You'll get there. And you say, when people ask where we are, what we're doing, how that situation's come along, the answer should be clear. We're working on it. We're getting closer. Setbacks come. We respond by working twice as hard. I like that. How's it going? I'm working on it. I'm getting closer. I'm getting better every day. That's it. I mean, that also goes back to, you know, the accountability stuff that he wears. Progress, not perfection. Or another cliche, right? Done is better than perfect. Right? Just that idea of moving forward. And that's what I just needed of going, for me, oh man, it's the COVID mentality. And I apologize. I don't even want to bring that crap up because I'm so tired of hearing it. But the whole thing that we all talked about, I want to get back to normal. I want to get back to normal. Well, nobody liked normal. Nobody wants to go back to what they had. It was awful. But that's what I, you know, why would I want to go back? Because it's comfortable. It's what I know. And so moving forward is hard, right? And it's kind of twice hard because not only did you lose stuff, you got to heal from that, but now you got to take on a new path that you've never been on before. And yeah, it's scary. It's hard, but it grows you and stretches you and you learn new things, and that's awesome. And I've loved that. I think part of it to where I am getting happier now is I'm beginning to see some of the fruit from the things that I've done, to where I begin to see my emotional health is changing and the way I interact with my kids is changing for the better. And the way I'm running my business and learning that is getting better. And just so many things are getting better. Is it perfect? No. There's still days I throw fit and want to complain and cry and, you know, give up. But I'm moving forward. And so it's that encouragement to myself of going, hey, we're moving forward. Yeah, we may have took a step back today or whatever, but continuing to move forward. And so that is the encouragement, I guess, for you. In whatever difficult situation you might be in, you might find yourself to where if it is a, you know, divorce, or you've lost your job, or you got, you know, an illness or disease or something showed up, or your spouse is hurt, or you've lost someone, someone's passed away, or it's just, you know, your kid's an obnoxious teenager who just doesn't want anything to do with you, doesn't like you, or maybe it's even an older kid, whatever it might be, the situation you're in, remind yourself, it's not unique to me, which should give you encouragement that there's others who've gone through it that you can go connect with and say, how did you get through this? Hence, dad talks. Then you begin to also realize it's not unique to you and there's others that have problems. Why don't I go help them? Because you go, I can't solve mine. Maybe I can go help them out and take the focus off yourself. And then you begin to realize they can help you and you work it out. And you begin to just change and take that step forward. And it's not that we just get rid of our bad things and don't do anything with them, but beginning to go, it's that mind shift. I'm going to create the world that I want to live in. And so it's not the idea that, thinking this through, okay, I'm going to create the world I live in, so I'm going to fake it like my kid loves me. No. You're going to create the world you want to live in. So you're going to do the best that you can with you, that you're going to control what you can do, your actions, words, and attitudes, saying, okay, let's take the kid, for example, to where you are having great actions toward him, great attitudes, and great words. The rest of it is up to that kid. You can't control that kid. It's the same. It's a thing that I had to tell myself right in my divorce, going, okay, here's the things I can take responsibility for within that divorce and the things that happened. Moving forward, how are my actions, words, and attitudes going to be towards this person? And how am I going to interact with them? How am I going to move forward? And I can have awful actions, attitudes, words. It's a terrible place to be, right? Beginning to change those. But here's the caveat that I want to give as I wrap it up. Holiday stuff is fantastic. It's a great tool that can help you out. But it's incomplete. And here's why. Because I've mentioned it, as a Christian, all of this, as a Christian, this stuff is incomplete because Holiday makes it all about himself. It's him, his will, his strength, his power that he can move forward. And I'm not necessarily saying, I don't know Ryan Holiday. I don't know his beliefs. I don't know anything about him. So I'm not necessarily saying that's what he's doing, that he's trying to cut out God. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying with this stuff, right, there isn't mention of God and how he can help you. And I'm not also jumping to the Christian bandwagon to where Jesus saves or Jesus is the answer to everything. I agree. Jesus is the answer to everything. But I also think you have to process through and need some help in some things. Because for me, I had to begin to get this mind shift change to where I could begin to apply the things that Jesus said. And I mean, all this stuff is in the Bible, right? I mean, Romans, transform your thinking the way you are so you can do God's will. Proverbs is all about getting right thoughts. And I mean, it's all about that stuff. But the thing for me to where I'm saying that he's incomplete, it doesn't help you with the forgiveness and the redemption and the reconciliation. Because that part had to come in order for me to begin to move forward. The paradigm shift showed up, right, and said, okay, JT, you can sit here and be a victim or do something about it. And I can move forward. But as I did, I still began to have these, you know, have these feelings and go, I don't like these. What is it? It's the hate that I have towards, you know, my ex and, you know, other people that are involved with it or at, you know, the church or, you know, whoever I think in this situation is, you know, the bad guy. And so I had to process through that myself. And it's when I began to do that work of going, okay, I don't want to live in a world where I'm bitter and unforgiving because it's awful. It makes me an awful person. And so that's part of where I'm saying this is where the book falls short, that I had to do the work with God in my own heart to begin to allow myself to heal, to see I'm not unique, to offer forgiveness, to say exactly what Holiday says, like, you're not unique. Guess what? Those other people are going through crap too. And I hate it because you want to like, oh no, they just suck and they should be going through stuff. But you go, no, they're have their own issues as well. And they've got to process through them too. So give them some grace. And it has completely changed my life, right? Of just beginning to change the shift, going, you're not unique. Other people have the issues. So why don't you, you know, get up, get after it, and go help other people. Okay, so what do we do with all this? Well, here's right how Holiday wraps up the book. First, you see things for what they are. We do what we can. We endure and bear what we must. Right? See things for what they are. It's not a unique situation to you. That's truth. Then others have gone through it. Others have faced it. How can I move forward in this? Do what we can. It's a reminder again that we can only control our actions and our attitudes. And as a Christian, that's that thing, you know, the cliche thing is let go and let God. It's very cliche, but it's very true. Because there are things that you can't control, which sucks. Right? It sucks. I wish there's things I can control. And that's what I spent 2 years trying to control and make things work the way I want. But it's not how it works. But it should be an encouragement to us as a Christian that I can only do so much. The rest I got to give to God. And that's faith. And saying, God, they're in your hands. And they're going to do whatever they want. And you're going to do whatever you want. But at the end of the day, was I faithful to what God called me to do? If it was, Then that's the next thing, going, okay, endure and bear what we must. Because it may not turn out all right. It may suck. Your marriage may not get redeemed. Your kid may never come back. Your spouse, your child may never get healed. And that sucks. And again, the encouragement that we have, right, where Holiday says, endure and bear what we must. We don't have to endure without hope. Right? We have Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who has gone through everything, right? Who was tempted and tried in every single way, was without sin, went through all sorts of trials. And so you want to put it into perspective. This is not a unique situation to me. No, it's not. Read the Bible. People have gone through this stuff all the time. Jesus went through some of the worst things ever. Like, well, he never went through a divorce. Yeah, no, but all of his close friends ran away from him and denied that they even knew him. Well, you know, never lost a loved one. Oh, yeah, he's lost loved ones. Oh, and he was wrongfully accused and murdered for a crime he didn't commit. That puts it into perspective. Oh, my little divorce. Oh, my kid upset. Yeah, that's not really anything to being murdered for a crime I didn't commit. And that's not to say, oh, your problems are nothing. Because that's not what God does. He says, I have sympathy for you. I have empathy. Like, I've gone through it and I'll walk with you through it. That's the encouragement we have. To where we can begin to change our mind, right? Create the world we want to live in. Change our perception. Move forward our will. And take action. But at the end of the day, right, that's the reminder that Jesus is with us the whole way. I don't have to have it all figured out. I don't have to have it all in control. Because I know the one who does. And I can rely on him through it. And it's not a cop-out. It's not to say, well, I don't have to do anything. No. That honestly is the strongest person. To say, I can only do what I can. And God, I have to give the rest to you. Letting go of that control. Right? That's hard. Of getting to that place of saying, I can't change him. I can't control him. I can't do anything. But to fall on my knees and say, God, I need your help. And the transformation that's going to happen in your life is amazing. I think that's what we miss in the midst of all this. They say, that person didn't change. Yeah, but have you looked at the mirror? Because you did. And that's really what it's all about. That's what I looked at myself and said, God, this bitter, sad, pathetic man, is this who you want to be? No. I want to be something different. I want to be something better. And the only way I can do it is by giving up control and saying, okay, God, I need your help. And I look at them, I look, they haven't changed. They haven't learned lessons. Nothing's happened. And that creates a sympathy in you, right? Empathy for them. Same as God looks at us and goes, man, I wish you guys would let go of your sins so I could love you and you could experience the joy that I have. That's the goal. The goal isn't to change another human or make them do whatever we can. The obstacles show up in our lives to grow us, to give us an opportunity to say, how am I going to face this? Am I going to give up? Am I going to be a victim? Or I'm going to say, all right, God, this is going to suck. I'm going to endure. I'm going to get through it. But you're with me. And at the end of it, I want to be closer to you. I want to know you in such a way that I'd never want to go back to the way life was. And the pain and the hurt and all that I went through is going to be worth it because I learned more about you. That's the goal. Hey, thanks for listening to this episode of Dad Talks. If you enjoyed today's episode, please take a moment and leave a review. And make sure to subscribe so you don't miss out on any episodes.